Dahlia and Friends, Potty Learning Champ, written by Jacques Bastien and Dacia Lyons Bastien. Dahlia wakes up and prepares for her day. She's off to see Jordan, to dance and to play. But when she arrives, Jordan seems kind of down. He's sitting and squirming with a glum, grumpy frown. Dahlia asks, "What's the matter, Jordan? Can I help at all?" We all need help sometimes, whether we're big or we're small. "I have to go potty, but I still want to play. I wish this potty feeling would just go away." Dahlia knows how he feels. She went through this before. But we all have to do it. It can't be ignored. She tells Jordan to listen and that she'll help him out. And soon, he'll be smiling. No more frowny pout. It takes a lot of patience, and sometimes we forget. But don't get discouraged, mad, or upset. We must listen to our bodies and do not delay. When you get that feeling, go to the potty right away. We have to sit on the toilet a few times each day. While we're learning to potty, we can find fun games to play. My mom sang and blew bubbles while I sat and passed the time. Now you can learn too with this fun little rhyme. If you're playing and feel like you really have to go, listen to your body and then you will know. It's time for a break to head to the bathroom. Get up and go quickly with a zip and a zoom. Once there, take a seat. And then in no time, you'll be on to the next part of our little rhyme. Clean up and then flush. This we all understand. Grab the soap at the sink and then wash your hands. You did it! That's awesome. Now go back to play. And remember our rhyme for the rest of the day. Accidents happen, so don't get upset. Just try again next time. Because no one likes to be wet. "I'm a potty learning champ," shouts Jordan that day. "I'm so proud of myself. Now I'm ready to play. The next time I feel like I need to go, I'll listen to my body and then I will know." The end.